the Hippocrates said, like, thy medicine be thy food, and thy food be thy medicine.
Delightful greetings to our viewers around the world. On today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we are excited to have with us the much sought-after eco-green, raw, and living food chef, Dina Knight. One can say that Chef Dina Knight's specialty rests in advocating plant-based whole foods for optimal health and environmental sustainability. She herself was transformed on this vegan diet, shedding over 115 pounds and slimming off 16 inches from her waistline. Chef Dina also travels around the United States on speaking tours to connect with individuals and groups through workshops and consultations that enable them to achieve happier and healthier lives. She shares with us how she made the transition to the compassionate plant-based diet.
So it was actually Earth Day, and being a very poor college student, I saw this sign that said free vegetarian food. And I went over to the booths, and they had some pamphlets and different, you know, tables and things like that. And I picked up a few things. There wasn't a whole lot of food left, but I got a few things to go. And I went and bought a chicken sandwich, and I was sitting there, and I'm eating this chicken sandwich and kind of flipping through these pamphlets. And I see these chickens hanging upside down, you know, and just basically the measurable amounts of cruelty and destruction that was happening to these animals, and just, it was pure violence. And the chicken falls out of my mouth, and I've never had another piece in there since. So it's kind of one of those things where it really opened my eyes to more of what was going on, because I didn't realize, you know, about factory farming and all the stuff that was going on to the animals in terms of, you know, really the abuse and the cruelty that was happening. When I realized that, you know, we have chickens in cages this big and, you know, cows that can't turn around and the animals being pulled away, it really pulled on my heart, and I said, I can't do that.
Although Dina had made up her mind to become a vegetarian, being healthier was not yet a priority. However, bad premonitions about the health of her father, who had been diagnosed with diabetes for 12 years, quickly changed her mind and eventually her entire lifestyle.
And as I was overseas, I was actually in Ecuador, I had this bad feeling something was happening at home. And so I'm calling up my sister because I just saw him in the hospital. I saw, like, him having a heart attack.
Unfortunately, these unsettling premonitions came true. Following his heart attack, Dina's father desperately needed surgery, quadruple bypass heart surgery, to be precise. The harrowing experience motivated her to research the link between diet and heart disease.
I've come across all this research, like with Neil Bernard and some of the other doctors, on how vegan diets could really help with diabetes, much less heart disease. You know, like Dean Ornish had a great program with heart disease, and he was showing all this stuff with vegan diets. And I was like, okay, there's something to this. I really need to, you know, learn more. So kind of threw all my nutrition class part of that out of the window, because I said, that didn't work, you know. And so I basically started, you know, making him vegetable broth and green juices and all different kinds of things, and I was bringing him into the hospital every day. Meanwhile, I'm eating the same diet, you know, and because I hadn't been officially a vegan before that. I was very addicted to cheese and all this dairy products and stuff, but during that process, it really opened my eyes to, you know, I don't want to end up like that, you know. I don't want to have any kind of issues like that. So it got me started on my own vegan diet, so that started my own path. You know, first I connected it with the animals, and then it was with health. And those two things, you know, weren't really together before that. And so over that month period, or month and a half that he stayed with me, my dad went from not being able to climb my stairs to being able to walk 2 miles a day and even climb this mountain outside of Austin called Enchanted Rock. I mean, it was just unbelievable. He loses like 22 pounds. He looks 10 years younger. My mom didn't even recognize him. And here's this man that was literally on his deathbed. And so that just, boom, you know, that really opened my eyes to the power that food can have, not only on, you know, healing the body, but just like really transforming somebody's life for the better, because it really is a lifestyle more than even a diet, you know. And so then, about maybe 6 months after that, we get another scare. And my sister, who's 22 at the time, gets diagnosed as pre-diabetic. Okay. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, not going through that again after seeing what was going on with my dad. And my sister, you know, was actually heavier than me at the time. And I was over 115 pounds heavier than I am now.
Concerned that her sister might suffer the same conditions her father had to endure, Dina furthered her research on the direct relationship between diet and health.
I ended up running across some websites where I kept seeing these people. And their before picture, they look like half dead. And their after picture, they look amazing. And you're like, okay, what are these people doing, you know? And it kept coming up again and again and again in my consciousness that these people are eating raw foods. I saw this thing, it was like Alyssa Cohen's website. It was like a 30-day, 100% raw challenge. And being that I was got freaked out with my sister, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, we need to do this diet. I mean, look at these people. And she's like, okay, we'll try it, you know. Because it's like 30 days, you think, okay, that's, you know, you can do anything for 30 days. So anyway, so we go on this challenge not knowing what raw foods even is, but just deciding to go and do this. You know, I saw amazing transformations, even in my, not just in myself, but in my sister during like a 30-day period, which you would think that's nothing. But my sister had been depressed her entire life, like had been on and off antidepressants. They never really worked well, you know, tried even the natural stuff, get her on St. John's, get her on all this kind of stuff. She was still depressed. And she was the type that would kind of go up in her room and lock the door, kind of hiding away. And so we're both on this raw food diet, and around, I guess it was around day 26, she comes downstairs, and next thing you know, she starts cleaning the house. She never cleaned the house. Then she goes, you know, I really think I should get a job. And I'm like, oh, hallelujah. And within a week, she has a job. And she had been trying for months before that, but just was too shy in the interview or would avoid people. But like this whole other person was emerging. And so it was just unbelievable, like in such a short period of time, someone that went from clinically depressed to like wanting to engage with people, go out and do things, seeing that and seeing, you know, what happened with my dad just with a vegan diet, it was like a whole nother level, you know. So people would come up to me who hadn't seen me in a while and be like, how did you do this? And I realized that, wow, even though I had been lecturing people and telling people they need to eat healthy before that, nobody listened to me before. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, you become an example. They all want to find out, like, what did you do and how did you do it? So I realized this was something that I really wanted to bring to the world and to help people, because I saw what a dramatic change it could make in people's lives. I decided I needed to go get more training, so I started taking classes. I went off to chef school in California, started teaching my own classes, and little by little I just realized that, you know, there's really a need for, you know, more of this information to get out there. I could see that people who are on medication their entire life, you know, could be off of medication. I had a 30-day program, for instance, and during that time period, I had a woman whose cholesterol dropped 50 points, you know, in like a month. And she wasn't even like 100% raw. I really try to teach principles of health, and, you know, raw foods is a big part of it, but it's not an exclusively raw food thing.
Kindling a passion to bring this information to the masses and better people's overall well-being, Dina decided to start her own company. She explains how she came up with the name Greenivore.
It kind of came to me one night because I'd been making all these foods, and I really started teaching a lot about how when you eat more raw foods, like especially the chlorophyll-rich foods, like green, dark leafy greens, sea vegetables, living foods like sprouts and things like that, and sea algaes, and, you know, I consider them like power foods because they're very low in calories and very, very high in nutrients. And so I was like, hey, here we are green, we're greenivores, you know, we're like eating all these greens. Instead of being a carnivore, you could be a greenivore.
Great. And if someone is currently eating an animal protein diet and very rich in milk products, any kind of words of wisdom that you'd like to share?
If you have some type of ailment or disease or anything like that, then start looking into vegan diets, because they can really, you know, make a huge difference. Start looking into the Greenivore program, which is all about how to get more green foods into your diet and living foods and really these fresh foods that are natural and, you know, not this chemicalized stuff anymore. You know, start looking in your shelves and look and see. If you can't read or understand what the names are on the back of the ingredients on those packages, it's probably not something that you want to be eating, okay? It really comes back to us loving ourselves and seeing how we make a difference on this planet. And that, you know, if we can do less harm, you know, it's like the, you know, leave less of a footprint on this planet, the better. Because we're just borrowing it, so we need to take care of it. So that's my feeling. Become a greenivore.
Learn how to become a greenivore and get tips for a healthy life by visiting Chef Dina Knight at greenivore.com and elivinghealth.com. We send a big green salute to Dina Knight for being a beacon of health and light for those wishing to embrace the love within by adopting the raw vegan diet. May you enjoy much success in your endeavors to share vibrant health with the world. Veg Embracing viewers, thank you for spending time with us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May your life be filled with abundant happiness, health, and compassion.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.